Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennet Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to begin another week of broadcasting the gospel of the grace of our God. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. And I'm reading verse number 36 down through verse number 38. The Bible, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." God began to place a burden upon my heart some years ago about the need of praying for missions. And when I started trying to pray for missions, and I realized that I did not know much about praying for missionaries. About all that I knew was, "God bless our missionaries." And so I began to seek the face of God, and I promised the Lord that if he would teach me how to pray for missionaries, then I not only would practice it, but I would preach it and teach others also to pray for missions. And so throughout the days of this week, we're going to be looking at the teaching of the Word of God about praying for missions. Someone has got to learn to pray, and then began praying on a regular basis, intercessory prayers for missions works around the world. And so we're going to look at this, and I trust that God will speak to our hearts from his word during these days. Let me remind you that all of us cannot go to the mission field bodily, but we can go spiritually in our prayer life to the throne of grace and pray. And in our prayers, we can visit them on the field and pray God's blessings upon them who serve the Lord there. Let's notice, first of all, the context that I read this morning consists of three different things. I want you to notice the condition of the crowd in verse number 36. The Bible said they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And then the Bible speaks of the compassion of Christ. The Bible said when he saw them, he was moved with compassion, and it touched the heart of God by seeing the condition of the crowd. But then thirdly, there is the concern of Christ in verse number 37, when he said the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And then there's the command of Christ in verse number 38. He said, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he had send forth laborers into his harvest." I want you to notice something particular about this statement. This is the only prayer request, or perhaps I should say, prayer command that is recorded in the Word of God. I do not recall anywhere else in the Bible that the Lord Jesus Christ requested or commanded us to pray for anything. We are told to pray, but we're not told any specific matter that we're to pray about. But he does say here that we're to pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And I do want you to notice who this is speaking. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the Lord giving a prayer request and us forgetting or failing to pray over his request? Oftentimes out in the meetings, someone will say to me, "Preacher, I want you to pray for a family member. They are having surgery on tomorrow." And sometimes I forget that prayer request until after the surgery is over, or until I see them the next evening in the service. Now, I'm not proud of that. I'm not boastful in that, but I'm being honest with you. Sometimes people give me a prayer request and I forget it. And I'm sure you could say that too. But can you imagine forgetting or failing to pray over the Lord's prayer request? And again, I say to you, he only left one in the Word of God. When I got to thinking about this, it goes even deeper. Notice what he said in this prayer request. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Now let me ask you a question. Who is the Lord of the harvest? It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. No one else is Lord of the harvest. He is. So in reality, the Lord is saying, pray for me. Pray that I will do the job of sending forth laborers into the harvest. As I meditate upon this, I'm made aware of the fact that the Lord knows the heartache, the burden that it is to leave home, to say goodbye to family and friends and familiar settings, and go to a strange place where you're not wanted. You see, he left his home. He left his father. He left the angels in all the splendor and glory of heaven, came to a world to be rejected and crucified. So he said, you pray for me that I will send forth laborers into the Lord's harvest. I thought as I was preparing to preach this, to make it more personal, could you come with me to an average Wednesday night church service in one of our Baptist churches? Somewhere during that time of the service, the man of God is going to take prayer requests, and the saints of God will gather around the altar and pray over these requests. Could you imagine being in a Wednesday night prayer meeting? The saints gather around the altar, and the Lord was there in person, and he raised a nail-pierced hand. The pastor said to the Lord, yes, Lord, what is your request? You know what he would say? He would say, pray the Lord of the harvest that he had sent forth laborers into his harvest. And then what if he come back the next Wednesday night? The man of God said, anybody got a request before we pray? The Lord again would raise up his hand and say, pray the Lord of the harvest that he had sent forth laborers into the harvest. You say, preacher, why would he repeat that? Well, he would repeat it every time he came back. That is the only prayer request that the Lord Jesus gave us in the Word of God, as far as a specific request is concerned. Why would he say that? Because that is his burden. That is his request. He desires that the harvest be harvested. And he knows that in order for the harvest to be harvested, there has to be laborers sent forth. He also recognizes that God did not leave the calling out of laborers into the hands of denominational leaders or mission boards or even pastors and deacons in local churches. He reserved that to himself. He said to the church at Antioch in Acts chapter 13, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And so he's saying here that we're to pray that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You see, my friend, God does not save everybody to stay at home in their local church and serve there. He saves some, of course, to stay home, keep the home fires burning and the work going strong. But he saves others with a purpose and a call of God upon them to go elsewhere in the world and help carry out the Great Commission and serve the Lord there. So we see, first of all, my friend, we're to pray them in, see them saved. Then we're to pray them up, see them strong. And then we're to pray them out and see them serving the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not reach people for Christ just to have a big number in our local church. And all of us surely loves to see a large number in the church. But friend, we're to pray them in, see them saved. Pray them up, see them strong. And then pray them out and see them serving to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the great blessings of being a member of the church that I'm a member of has been to see God save young people, then call them, see them attend Bible college, train themselves and prepare themselves for the work of God, and see God call them in the work of missions. God has called some to the work of evangelism, and God has called some to the work of pastoring. But to see them serving God is a delight to any pastor and any man of God that carries a burden for a world that is going to hell. So God said that we're to pray for our laborers to be sent. Now, would you listen carefully to me? I do not believe God would give us that prayer command if he was not going to answer our prayers when we prayed for him to send forth laborers into his harvest. I am convinced that God hears and answers our prayer when we pray his prayer request. For many years now, God has allowed me the privilege to pray that prayer. And I look forward to the judgment seat of Christ, to seeing who God sent in answer to my prayer. I do not know exactly how it will be revealed at the judgment seat of Christ, but if you just let me put it in our common language, which is all we understand anyway, it'll be something like that: God will call me to stand before him. And as I stand before him, God will say, "You prayed my prayer request." And I said, "Yes, Lord, for many years I prayed that you'd send forth laborers into the harvest." And I am convinced at that moment that God will introduce me to those whom he called in answer to my prayer. And then I'm convinced that God will allow those whom he called to introduce me to the fruit of their labor. And I want to tell you something, friend. You talk about a time of rejoicing when you see the answer to your prayers that you prayed. God heard that prayer and called some missionaries, and they've gone and served God, and they brought fruit to the judgment seat of Christ. I'm saying to you, my friend, it'll be a time of rejoicing. It'll be a time of praising the Lord and worshiping him together. So the first thing the Bible teaches us is that we're to pray the Lord of the harvest that he has sent forth laborers into his harvest. Don't just sit around and complain because there's such a shortage of missionaries. Get on your face before God. And of course, I must warn you, before you start praying for God to send forth laborers, you better make sure you're ready to go, because he may send forth you, or he may send forth your children. And it may be hard on the separation for the moment, but I remind you, it brings eternal dividends and great reward at the judgment seat of Christ. So we said we're to pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Well,
I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I am grateful to the Lord for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and I do trust that you will pray for them and support them as the Holy Spirit directs you to do so. As we approach the Christmas season, I want to wish all the personnel at each station and you, the listener, a very blessed Christmas and a healthy and happy and spiritually prosperous new year. And I trust that God will bless you. You'll have a wonderful time with your family and friends during the holiday season. Let me encourage you that as you do your Christmas giving, that you remember the Harvest Time broadcast. A letter from you at this time of the year would be such a blessing. And even if you could not send any support, it's always a joy and a blessing to receive Christmas cards. So take a moment and write to us and share with us, if it's at all possible, in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait.